Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of The Daily Record. Brian, you're going to be covering the General Assembly, and you're already on top of one of the issues that is certain to face them. Based on a decision from the Court of Appeals, it will now be necessary to provide counsel for people who are facing incarceration before they can be bailed.
That's correct. And this is going to most directly affect the process of initial bail hearings that we have here in Maryland.
And it's got a lot of the local criminal justice community quite concerned because of the cost.
Well, and legislators, too. I mean, we're not exactly rolling in money here in Maryland. We're facing a budget deficit now, roughly $100 million or so. And this is going to tack on to that probably another $25 to $30 million, which is the most conservative estimate. Although John McCarthy, the state's attorney in Montgomery County, has said that he believes that price tag could be as high as $500 million when you talk about the ancillary people, the hiring extra guards and clerks, and also the capital improvements that you'll need to do to some district courthouses to accommodate the extra bodies in some of these rooms, which are really not much bigger than broom closets.
What are the solutions that you think are most likely to be in front of the assembly?
Well, one of the ones that's most intriguing is this idea that came from a task force in the last 10 days or so that is going to basically attempt to eliminate the process of bail hearings in front of district court commissioners. Essentially, what it would do is create a three-tiered system based on a risk assessment tool. The folks that are considered the least at least risk, whether it's in terms of violent crime or whatever, would be released without any conditions whatsoever. Mid-tier folks would be released have a conditional release, which would require essentially maybe drug treatment or some other kind of supervised release. And then there would be a third tier of people who would not be allowed to be released under any circumstances.
So this is going to be something that will have to be done in close cooperation with the legal authorities that are available to the assembly, right? They don't want to create a new system that will also be rejected by the Court of Appeals.
Well, that's one of their concerns, and they were, one of the members of the task force said, was Kurt Anderson was telling me that every time they came up with a proposal and pitched it in this task force, they immediately looked down at the public defenders and the ACLU and the folks who were there representing the side that won this decision just to see if they were going to balk at it, because nobody wants to end up back in the Court of Appeals again.
They were either wagging their heads one way or the other, probably.
Oh, absolutely, and there were a lot of things that went back and forth that just you could tell were not going to go anywhere. But I really do think that this idea of eliminating the court commissioner's involvement in bail could be interesting. But it's it is such an old tradition here in Maryland. It's difficult to see whether or not that gets through in the first session.
I suppose there might be a price tag on what they're proposing as well, but it won't be up in the $500 million level, of course.
Well, they're hoping that it won't. And here's sort of the hammer in all of this, Fraser, is that if the General Assembly doesn't manage to get any of these task force recommendations passed, they're still going to have to find a way to pay for this, because in the end, the Court of Appeals is going to come out with their advice on how to handle this, and the state is going to be required to pay for it. And so, it's either figure out your solution or write the check.
That's pretty clear cut, I would think. Well, we'll see what happens, Brian. Thanks.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.